Okay, so we're going to begin with the famous words of the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo. I'm going to read to you just a small snippet. The Ramban there is speaking about the value or the importance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's noting the fact that there are so many mitzvahs that are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everywhere you turn, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you read through the Sefer HaChinuch, so many mitzvahs, he says, the purpose of them is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is Yetzias Mitzrayim so significant? So the Ramban has a very famous piece at the end of Parshas Bo, where he's ma'arich about this idea. And he speaks about how the makos and all the different stages that Klal Yisrael went through in Mitzrayim, each one was there in order to internalize, to teach Klal Yisrael, to help them internalize another one of the Ikarei Emunah. And most significantly, about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, how he created the world, how he continues to run the world. And then there's a famous line or two in the Ramban, and I'll read those inside. Min HaNisim HaGedolim. This is after he's addressed the importance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is important. It's important to keep reviewing and returning to Yetzias Mitzrayim because that's where we draw our faith from. However, the Ramban then continues and says, Umin HaNisim HaGedolim HaMefursamim. After we see the famous miracles, the big miracles, Odom Mode B'Nisim HaNistarim. It leads a person to recognize the hidden miracles, Shehem Yisod HaTorah Kula, which are the basis, the Yisod, the premise of the entire Torah. The Ramban says the hidden miracles are the Yisod of the Torah Kula. Now, what does that mean? It's the Yisod of Kol HaTorah Kula. I understand if you want to say it's very important to realize that Hashem is there every day on the Secha Shebichol Yomi Manu. But what does the Ramban mean? That it's the premise of the entire Torah, that a person come to recognize Nisim Nistarim. She'ein, and this is a very strong language, She'ein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu, ad shenamin b'chol divreinu mikreinu, a person does not have a chelek in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu until he believes that everything that happens to us, kulam nisim, ein bohem tevo min hago shel olam, bein b'rabim, bein b'yachid. Doesn't matter if we're talking about Klal Yisrael on the national level, on the communal level, if we're talking about each individual, you don't have a chelek in Torah if you don't recognize that these are not nature. This is not miracles, the things that happen to us on an individual level and on a national level. It's not miraculous. Now, if I would have told you that what happens to Klal Yisrael as a nation is all orchestrated and Hashem is behind it and it's not nature, okay, that I think we're comfortable with. That's easier to accept. But everything that happens to every individual, every one of us, it's not teva. It's all nisim. So what does the Ramban mean by this? This Ramban is famously quoted. A lot of people quote this Ramban, that the Ramban here is taking a very extreme position. The Ramban is taking the position that there's no such thing as nature. Nature does not exist. And if you look at it, that's what it sounds like he's saying. If a person believes that what happens to us is nature, so he has no chelek in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. But I think if we take a little bit of a deeper look at this Ramban and a bunch of other Rambans, we will see very quickly that that's probably not what the Ramban means. So let's begin, first of all, with the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Shmona Perakim, in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, the Rambam writes in Shmona Perakim that it is obvious that there are laws of nature. It's very hard to deny that there's nature. And the example he brings is, he says, it's a little bit, maybe you might say it's a little risky, but the Rambam goes out on a limb. And he tells you that if you take a ball and you drop it off of your roof, it will always fall down. And it's not because he's a prophet. He is convinced that every time you drop a ball, it will fall down because there is a law of nature called gravity. Now the Rambam says that he has to state this because, at least where he lived, there was a very strong pull towards Muslim philosophy, which was referred to as the Kalam, and he refers to those as the Medabrim, because the word Kalam in Arabic means the word. So the Medabrim, those who speak the word, they argue that there's no such thing as nature. This was a Muslim view in the environs of the Rambam. There's no such thing as nature. Rather, every time you drop a ball, God comes in and God decrees that that ball should fall. Now, it happens to be that that's what he normally decrees. But this is what they argue, that every time someone drops a ball, so, hold on 1 second. Every time someone drops a ball, so God is decreeing that the ball should fall. That is what they argued. And the Rambam says that's not true. There's something called nature. And the Ramban speaks about this as well, lest you think it's only the Rambam. The Ramban and others tell us that the name of God that's associated, that we use, that's associated with nature, and this is famous, is the name Elohim. Elohim is the name that is associated with nature. I think they point out that if you look at the gematria of Elohim, it's the same as Hateva, of the nature. But be that as it may, that's not the Iker, the gematria. The gematria is a nice way to remember this principle. But the name Elohim is the name of Hashem that's associated with nature. And sure enough, if you look in creation, all you ever see is Elohim. Bereishis bara Elohim es hashamayim v'ha'aretz. Every time we have another day, Hashem's Elohim said, Yior, and there was light. Elohim said, call this day day one, call this day day two. The name that we always find by nature, by creation, is the name Elohim, because the name Elohim is the name of Hashem as the one who created the laws of nature. The Ramban says that Elohim is made up of two words. Kel, El means strength. That's what the word means. Elohei ha'aretz mean the strong ones of the land. So El means strength, and Haim, Elohim, is El and Haim. Haim means them, which the Ramban says a reference to all of the kochos. Everything that's out there, all of the multiplicity, he is the force behind all of it. So he's El Shelahem. He's the force behind everything that we see. And the Rambam, the Ramban, they all seem to very clearly state that there are rules of nature, and Hashem is the one who created those at Sheishis Yimei Bereishis. Now, lest one think that means Hashem created nature, and now he sits back in an armchair, and he just allows nature to run on its own. So the Ramban and the Rambam both make sure to point out that even though Hashem created the laws of nature, and those aren't created every second, every time you drop a ball. No, the laws of nature have already been set. But Hashem is the force that powers the system of nature. And let me give you an example, which I think illustrates this very well. If you want light to be in a room, so you need to have wires, you need to have a socket, you need to have a guf teura in English, a what to stick the light bulb into, and you'll all translate into English. And you need the wires that go through the wall, that go down someplace into the building, that connect to some power source in the building, that connects to a power source outside of the building, and then those wires eventually have to get to a power plant, okay? Very simple system. Now, that was all created. That's not being created every second. That was all created when the building was built. When the building was built, they put the wires, and all of the electrical engineering was done when the building was built, and that's it. No one is recreating that every second. However, that is not enough in order for the light bulb to work. Even with the light bulb there and the socket for the light bulb and the wires and the entire intricate system set up in the room, the light bulb will not illuminate if there isn't an electrical current coming in right now, which means somebody can build a system many, many years ago, but the system still requires some type of input right now in order for the system to work. So if we use that as a mashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world during the days of creation, very, very long time ago. However, that doesn't mean that he sits back now and allows the system to run on its own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochol, is like the electrical current that is flowing into the system and powering the system. What would happen if there would cease to be an electrical current? So all the lights would go off and there would be nothing would be able to function. And so too, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would stop pumping his influence, his force into the world, So the world would cease to exist, even though it was created. And therefore, the Rambam writes this. He writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the koach she'ein lo hefsek. He is the force that does not ever cease. And I think what that means is that, yes, we believe that Hashem created a system of nature. He created Klolim. He himself says, I don't agree with the Kalam philosophers. I don't think that every second Hashem is creating the force of nature. He created the force of nature, but he's the one who's powering that system. And without that, so the system would not continue to exist. This idea of having system of nature, laws of nature, this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world for everything in creation, basically. This is done from a distance. The mashal that they use is that a king, in order for a king to have laws in one of his provinces, he doesn't need to go to the province himself in order to dictate the laws. He sits on his throne in his palace. He has a minister who is in the throne room with him. He tells the minister in the throne room what his decree is, and then an entire system begins. That minister leaves. He makes a phone call to the local governors, or he sends it on horseback and they ride out into all the different provinces. In each province, it's then given to someone who works for the kingdom. That person's job is to write up proclamations and to post them on the electric poles, on the trees. There's a system that very quickly the king is able to get what he wants out to the people. Even with the anachronistic example of the electricity poles, he's able to get his word out and doing all of that from sitting in his throne room. So the Sfarim write that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He sits where he sits. He doesn't need to come into the world. He doesn't need to be directly he doesn't need to directly interact with the world, but he does everything from a distance. And that's because he already set up an entire intricate system, and that's how he's able to run things. This is true about everything in creation. And this, by the way, is what we refer to when we speak about malachim, sarim. Malachim doesn't necessarily need to mean winged creatures that are flying around and they're invisible. Malachim is a term that we use for the entire system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in order for the world to run. He set up a very intricate system of planets and our planet and all the different scientific properties and all the laws of nature. Those are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malachim. Those are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system that he set up in order for the world to run. Now, this is how the world runs for everyone, except for one group of people, and that is Klal Yisrael. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right before the Matan Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, I'm about to give you a Torah. If you listen to my Torah, so then you will be a segula mikol ha'amim. You will be a skula. You will be my treasure. And says the Ramban, quoting from the Medrash, that what does that mean when something is a treasure? He says, a treasure you don't give over to others. A treasure is something you keep it in your pocket. And the Ramban explains that even though for all other creations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules them from a distance, he rules them from a distance, not only meaning on a most basic level, because there's an entire system of nature that operates regarding them. He says, but Klal Yisrael is unique. Skula. Skula means my own private treasure. And that means that Hashem says, I'm going to interact with you on a much, much more direct level. And the Ramban quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, when it speaks about Avodah Zarah, it says, what might happen? You might look up at the stars. You might look up, and stars, I think, represents the entire system of nature. You might look up at the stars and you might worship them. I know Zach is here in the room. You could have people that worship the entire scientific enterprise. You think that science has replaced God. You can have people that look up at the stars, they look at the universe, they look at science. Asher cholak Hashem elokecha osam l'chol ha'amin. That Hashem gave them. He was cholak lahem. He gave over to them. He gave over to them power. if a person worships science, there's a good reason why he does. Because Hashem gave over to science and to nature rulership of the world. It's true, he's the power behind it. But the laws of nature are ruling the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worship science, don't worship the stars, because v'eschem lokach Hashem lios lo la'am segula. Everything else in the world is run via intermediaries. Now, I can't really tell you for sure, but you know, a lot of times you read Rashi's Ala Torah and they talk about the sar of a nation, right? The ministering angel of a nation. So I'm not an expert in Kabbalah. So I'm not here to deny that there's some celestial, angelic creatures. But what I can tell you is that Hashem created a system of nature, and all of the nations of the world are run via this system of nature. And for a Gentile to look at a system of nature and to say, you know what, my goal is to be a scientist, that is an excellent goal for him to strive to be. Because in the world of everything else besides Klal Yisrael, whether it's inanimate objects, whether it's vegetative life, whether it's animals, whether it's human beings, science and nature is what rules the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave over all the other amim, tachas kol ha-shamayim, to the stars. V'eschem lokach Hashem lios lo liam segula. That's the end of that pasuk. Don't worship science, you Klal Yisrael, because I did give science over. I gave the stars over to everybody else. But you, you're my Am Segula. This is the words of, this is the Chumash and Devarim. But if you go back to Shmos, how did the Ramban learn Pshat in Am Segula? Am Segula means that you're not given over to the system of nature. So what emerges from these two Rambans in Shmos and in Devarim is that we can't worship the laws of nature because Klal Yisrael is the Am Segula. And the Am Segula means that you're not kafuf. You're not ruled over by the laws of nature. And if you're not ruled over by the laws of nature, why would you be worshiping them? Why would you be looking up to them? Now, what does this mean? So the Ramban says that Klape, the rest of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works as Elohim. He works through nature. But through Klal Yisrael, here he introduces to us a different name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. We all remember that right before Hashem did Yetzias Mitzrayim, took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he introduces himself to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, no one before you has ever known this name of me, this name of mine. I'm going to act with you with the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. What is the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei? So if you ever dive into the Siddur that has the Kavanos in the Siddur for all the Shemos of Hashem, what does it always say by Yud Kei Vav Kei? Haya, Hove, V'yiyah. Past, present, and future. What does that mean? That this name represents Hashem of past, present, and future. The most basic building block of modern science is time. That time is a creation and it's part of the scientific structure of the world. When we say that Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, that he's beyond time, we're referring to an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's beyond nature. If Elohim represents Hashem as the one who orchestrates and created and continues to power the systems of nature, Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name of Hashem when he operates beyond nature, outside of the structure of nature. The Ramban says, and this is the Ramban's theory, that Klal Yisrael, not always necessarily, but Klal Yisrael has the opportunity to be dealt with Al Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a system that works outside of the system of nature. And he brings a proof from this, from all the promises in the Torah. As we say every day in Kriyat Shema, Hashem writes in the Torah that if you daven and you do mitzvos and you learn, what's going to happen? Hashem will bring rain, he'll bring prosperity, he'll bring peace. Ask the Ramban a very simple question. And even the Ramban's question already shows you that the Ramban accepts the system of nature. Asks the Ramban, how could it be that if I sit down and I learn, Hashem's going to bring rain? These are the Ramban's question. Rain is a product of atmospheric pressure, of precipitation, of winds, of climate, of natural phenomena and natural parameters are what dictate if there's going to be rain. How can Hashem promise that if you learn Torah and you daven and you do mitzvos, it's going to rain? That's Ramban's question. Which already in the question, by the way, you see that the Ramban assumes that there's a system of nature. So the Ramban says, it must be that if Hashem is promising that to Klal Yisrael, it must be that he's promising that with Klal Yisrael, he's going to interact outside of the system of nature. Meaning there is a system of nature. And that's why it's such a question. But if the Torah promises that I'm going to give you rain, because you, if you do the mitzvos, it obviously means that Hashem is willing to break, quote unquote, the rules of nature in order to reward you for doing mitzvos. The Ramban himself again, and again, we're trying to cull from a bunch of Rambans in order to develop the Ramban's perspective here. The Ramban comments, and Rabbeinu Bachai, who was a Talmud of the Ramban, on the famous interaction with Avram right before Bris Ben Absarim. You'll remember that Avram was very worried. Hashem had promised him that your children will inherit this beautiful legacy and be the chosen people. Now, the only problem is that Avram is approaching 100 years old. He hasn't had any children yet. So when he opens up his science book and he says, you know, how many 99-year-olds have children, he realizes that from a scientific perspective, his chances of having a child are very, very slim. And this bothers him tremendously. So what does Hashem do? I'm sure we all remember this interaction. So the pasuk says, "V'yotzi oso achutza." Hashem takes him hachutza. Hashem takes him outside. And he says, you see the stars? You see all the stars? This will be your children. So says Rabbeinu Bechai, he quotes, that what does it mean he took him outside of the stars? So he quotes, he brings Rias from the Psukim, that he took him above the stars. And he showed him the stars from above. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, you know what that means? And again, if we learn that stars represents the scientific laws of the world, he took Avram outside. Outside means outside of the system of nature. He took him above the stars and he said, Ko yezarecha. Ko yezarecha doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be as numerous as the stars. I mean, it might mean that as well. But it means you see the experience you're having right now? You see how I took you outside of the system of nature? This will be your legacy. This will be your children. They will exist outside of the system of nature. Just like I just took you out, Ko yezarecha. This is what your children will experience as well. And this was Hashem's way of telling Avram, of comforting him, of promising to him that you will still have a child. Even though, according to science, there's no way you could still have a child. There's no way you and your wife will be able to bear children. But he took him outside of the system of nature and said, no, you don't realize. You are Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael operates outside of the system of nature. And if I have to bring you a child, and I told you I will, you can rest assured that you will have a child. Now the Ramban makes a very, very important additional point here. And the Ramban says that even though my theory is, says the Ramban, that Klal Yisrael operates outside of nature, in general, except for maybe one or two extreme exceptions, that is always done under the guise of nature. Meaning, when I operate with you outside of nature, I always do it in a way that works out with nature. The only exception really to that was at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that, again, we don't have time to go into it completely right now, but the Ramban says that was really the conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu. Right before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says to him, with the Avos, with Avram, with Yaakov, by the way, the Ramban also says that when Yaakov Avinu was leaving Eretz Yisrael, and he was very concerned something would happen to him. You remember he had a dream. And in the dream, there were the angels going up and down the ladder. The Ramban says an upshot in that dream was that those ladders, you, me standing above the ladder, I'm trying to show you that, yeah, there's a system of nature. There's Malachim. And again, as I said earlier, Malachim is the system of nature. There's Malachim that are going up and down, and it looks like they're very busy. They're running the world. Don't forget, I stand above that ladder. What do you think the Ramban said, is saying? What's the pshat to Yaakov? You're nervous? You're going out of Eretz Yisrael? You're going out, you have no family to protect you, you have no home, you're going out into a foreign land. You think that by nature, this means you're in a dangerous place. I want to show you how the world works. Look, there's malachim and they're running things, but I stand above them. If you're with me, you have nothing to worry about. Nature can't get to you if I'm in charge. So we see now in Avram's life, he got this message. In Yaakov's life, he got this message. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to do Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says to him, listen, with the Avos, I worked with Kel Shakai. The name Kel Shakai, the Ramban says, means, he's quoting from the Ibn Ezra, that I'm able to command, I'm able to overpower nature. But with you, Moshe, it's going to be Yudke Vovke. And says the Ramban, both of those names, Yudke Vovke and Kel Shakai, those are names of Hashem when he operates outside of nature. But Yudke Vovke is the name of Hashem where he absolutely destroys nature. He works in a supernatural way. That's going to be the name for Yetzias Mitzrayim. And sure enough, that's what happened. Splitting of the sea, maybe being the pinnacle of that, that was something that was completely against nature. That was unique about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But with the Avos, I always worked with Kel Shakai. Kel Shakai also means miraculous, but it's miraculous in a way that's hidden under the guise of nature. What does that mean? Says the Ramban, if you have a farmer and it happens to work out for him that it always rains at the right time and the swarm of locusts happen to pass by his field, those are all things that you can explain with nature. It happens sometimes. Sometimes one farm gets hit and one farm doesn't get hit. Sometimes one area gets good rain and one area doesn't. Says the Ramban that with the Avos and the normal Hanhaga with Klal Yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works outside of nature. It works. You do mitzvos, you learn Torah, you daven. Hashem promises you, I'll give you rain, I'll give you prosperity, I'm going to give you peace. And if you don't, there are going to be other ramifications. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that if a person learns and davens, so then that's it, automatically he's protected. There are plenty of people who learn and daven and still suffer tremendously. Hashem obviously has other things that are part of his cheshbonos. But the Ramban tells us that pshat in the Torah is that Hashem promises Klal Yisrael, with you, I don't operate under nature. Nature is for everything else in creation. With Klal Yisrael, once in a while they get to be Yudke Vovke. That's supernatural. But that happened once or twice in history. In general, it's the name of Kel Shakai. It's the name of Mi Hashem overpowering nature, working outside of nature in order to bring you bracha when I want to bring you bracha and to bring you punishment when I want to bring you punishment, even if it doesn't work with the regular laws of nature. This, if we go back now to our original Ramban, this is what I think the Ramban is telling us. Let's go back to that original Ramban. The Ramban says as follows. From the big Nisim, when you see Kriyas Yamsuf, when you see that Hashem, just like Yaakov, when he saw that ladder and he knew, okay, I'm okay. When Avram saw that he was positioned above the stars and he realized, you know what? Hashem can take care of me outside of nature. So, min Nisim ha-gedolim ha-mefursamim, from the great miraculous miracles, Adam mode benisim nistarim shehem yisoda Torah kula. A person starts to realize the hidden miracles. What does that mean, the hidden miracles? The hidden miracles means that Hashem works things out for you, but in a way that's hidden in nature. And then the Ramban says, shehem yisoda Torah kula. That is the premise of the whole Torah. What does that mean, that's the premise of the whole Torah? What it means is the Torah doesn't make sense if you don't understand this principle. How can the Torah repeatedly promise you, you'll get geshamim bi'itam, I'll take care of you? How can that be true if you don't understand the idea that with us, Hashem works outside of nature? But he works outside of nature in a way that's hidden within nature. It's things that can be explained. You can attribute natural causes. You can have two people that are sick. One gets better and one doesn't. That can be completely hashkacha of Hashem. But you don't know, because they both were sick and one got better and one didn't. Some people get better, some people don't. A supernatural miracle would be if somebody is very sick and then, I don't know, all of a sudden he jumps up out of his coma and he starts, you know, playing football. That would be something that's impossible. How could that be such a thing? He doesn't have legs, and all of a sudden, legs appear and he starts running. That's supernatural. But if a person gets healed, that's a miracle within nature. Why do I say miracle? Why I say miracle is because a person getting healed because of the natural process in his body, he has enough white blood cells and he's able to overcome the illness, that's nature. But if he doesn't have enough white blood cells, if he doesn't have enough natural reasons to get better, but Hashem says, you know what, no one's looking, so I'm going to make him better. I'll give him more white blood cells. I'll allow his fever to start going down. That's Hashem acting with miracles, but nisim nistarim. Says the Ramban, Ein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have a chelek in Torah until you realize that what happens to us, kulam nisim, ein ba'am teva. There's no teva. And now listen to this is the raya that I think that this is shot in the Ramban. I didn't read these lines before. Ella im yasa mitzvos. There's no nature. Rather, im yasa mitzvos yatzlichenu scharo. If you do the mitzvos, you'll get schar. And if you're over on them, you'll be punished. Hakol b'gzeiras elyon. Why does the Ramban add that last line? The Ramban is explaining, what does he mean that there's no nature? He doesn't mean that there's no system of nature. Of course there's a system of nature. 99% of the world is run with the system of nature. What he means is that if you read the Torah, it's very clear that part of the promise of the Torah was that with Klal Yisrael, you're not going to follow the system of nature. Rather, if you do the mitzvos, you'll succeed. And if you don't do the mitzvos, you won't succeed. That is the Ramban's point, I believe, in this piece in Bo. And I think that the conclusions that emerge from this are very, very significant for our Avodas Hashem. First of all, we should just be obvious, state the obvious. Obviously, it doesn't mean that we can rely on miracles that are of the supernatural type. You can't do things. You can't ignore the direction of the Ministry of Health and say, listen, I'm run by miracles. So whatever, I'll go. They all say don't go to Minyan. They all say don't go here, don't go there. Don't go out in public in groups. I'll do it because Hashem treats us with miracles, so he'll protect me. That obviously you can't say. But what you can do, and what the Ramban, I'm going to quote for you in a minute, says explicitly, is the Ramban says that you can daven and hope for miracles that are done through the form of hidden miracles. And the Ramban actually writes, and this is a quote, Kol tfilasenu nisim. What does that mean? All of our prayers are nisim. What I think the Ramban means is that all of our prayers assume that there is a system of nisim that operates in the world. When I have someone who's sick and I daven to Hashem to heal them, I'm not davening, Hashem, please allow the natural process to take place and heal them. If the natural process is going to take place and heal them, if they have enough cells in order to defeat it, I don't need to daven for that. Why am I davening? I'm davening that Hashem should intercede. And even if they don't have the natural ability to overcome the illness, I'm asking Hashem to heal them. Now again, if a person has no legs, I can't daven that he should just have legs appear. That's not a hidden miracle. It's a supernatural miracle. But if a person is ill, and a person is struggling with an illness, and I daven, and I say to Hashem, Hashem, I'm not asking for a supernatural miracle. I'm asking for a hidden miracle. I'm asking that even if this person does not have inside them the ability to overcome this illness, please do a hidden miracle and heal them. That, the Ramban says, is what our tefillos are built upon. He says, we daven for miracles, but miracles that take place within nature. And I think that this is extremely significant for the time period that we're in right now, because we're all davening. And we're all davening for specific people. We're all davening for Klal Yisrael as a group. And what are we supposed to be davening for? What's the nature of the tefillah that we're supposed to be issuing? So it sounds like, according to this Ramban, that we should be davening for Nisim Nistarim. And what does Nisim Nistarim mean? Nisim Nistarim means, for instance, that a cure should be found. Now, how is a cure going to be found? You can't have a scientist right now sitting in a lab. And it could be that if we wouldn't have any Hashem wouldn't intercede at all, it could be that it's going to take 11 months in order to find a cure. And you know what? With a little siyata d'shmaya and a little bit of help, maybe even with some serendipity. He'll be trying to do something, one thing, and something else will emerge. It could be that it could be found tomorrow. It could be found in 3 days. Test it for 2 months and be on the market in 2 or 3 months. There are plenty of miracles that can occur, hidden miracles. Again, I don't think it's right to daven that when we wake up in the morning, there's no more coronavirus and everyone's just healed miraculously. That's supernatural. We can't expect Hashem to do supernatural miracles. But we can expect, and what Hashem tells us is what our ancestors embedded within us, what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov gave us, what's the yesod of the whole Torah is that we are shayach to hidden miracles. And therefore, I think, what should a person should be davening for? We should be saying to Hashem, Hashem, you promised us that if we do mitzvos, and if we learn, and if we daven, that you'll do miracles for Klal Yisrael. I'll be nature. So here I am, I'm davening, and I'm begging of you to please do miracles within nature. Help us find a cure. Help the disease spread slowly. Help whatever is necessary in order for this illness to eventually be conquered. Al pi derech hateva, we can ask Hashem to fast track that and to bring a Yeshua to all of Klal Yisrael. And I'm going to end with one last point. There's an amazing, in the Sefer Akedas Yitzchak, it's quoted by the Shla. So the Shla develops the idea that we've been developing here between two shemos of Hashem, the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which he calls the shame of Hashkacha, and the shame of Elohim, which he calls the shame of Teva. And then he says an amazing thing. He says, first of all, just a beautiful ha'ara, he says that if you look in creation, like we've said, every name is Elohim. He said that's true until you get to the very last, one of the last psukim at the end of creation. At the end of creation, it says, Eilu toldos ha-shamayim ve'aretz b'hibaram. This is the story of the creation of Shemayim ve'aretz. B'yom asos Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. On the day that Hashem Elokim made eretz and Shemayim. This is our first time finding Hashem as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Says the Akedas Yitzchak, who is a contemporary of the Barbanel, he says, we're introducing Shem Hashem Elokim and Hashem before Elokim to say it's true. Elokim just created all the laws of nature. But don't ever forget that Hashem Elokim, that Yud Kei Vav Kei, that Hashem has the power to override everything in nature. And even though he set up a system, don't ever give up hope that Hashem can override the system of nature. And he ends the piece, the Akedah there, by saying that Tishrei is the month, it's the Rosh Chodesh of Teva. Tishrei, he says, is the month, is the Rosh Chodesh of Teva. He says, however, Nisan is the Rosh Chodesh of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's the Rosh Chodesh of the Nisim. So as we enter, and we've entered already, as we almost reach halfway mark of Nisan, but as we've entered Nisan during this Tkufa, it can't just be a coincidence that we're going into Pesach in Mamish at the peak in some of our countries of this illness. The Chag of the month of Nisan is a month that highlights our shaychus to the entire ma'arechet of Nisim. We should be zocha in this month to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the koach of Nisan, with the koach of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, with the realization that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the ability to operate outside of nature, and our tefillos, if we daven properly, and if we are mechavein, that we're asking Hashem for Nisim, but Nisim Nistarim, Nisim that work within the system of nature, so we should daven, and Emir Tzashem, our tefillah should be answered, and we should see a cure, we should see a slowing down of the spreading of the illness, we should see a cure that is invented and is able to be quickly disseminated to the world, and we should see, Emir Tzashem, that this should be the last suffering before the Geula Shlema, B'mheira V'yameinu.